This is the Why Your Story podcast with Travis Osmond and Mary Jo Parker, sharing real life stories and experiences. Why Your Story is produced by SVI Media and available on Podbean, SVINews.com, and the SVI News app. And now, from the SVI Media Studios located in scenic Star Valley, Wyoming, here's Travis and Mary Jo with the Why Your Story podcast.
Welcome, everyone, to another exciting Why Your Story podcast coming to you from the beautiful studios of SVI Media here in Star Valley, Wyoming. I am a host, Travis Osmond.
I am your host, Mary Jo Parker.
And together, we are...
Why Your Podcast.
Why Your Story
podcast. Oh, yeah. Why Your Story podcast.
I'm going to leave it. I think that was a good intro. We're gonna keep doing this until we get it right.
Yes.
MJ got her nose fixed, and now her mouth doesn't work. So we're just going to carry on as best we can here.
That's right.
So welcome again, everyone. Today we are excited to talk to you about a topic that is near and dear to everyone's heart. MJ,
I don't know about everyone.
I think it is everyone.
I think people who haven't had them, they... No.
Well, if you haven't had them, I'll bet you've eaten them.
That is true.
And if you haven't had them or eaten them, I'll bet you have heard them. Right? Honestly? If you
Good point.
If you haven't eaten them and you haven't heard them, then the only explanation could be is you're dead.
Good point.
So what we're going to be talking a little bit about today is our friends of the feathered kind. Chickens. Oh, this is already way off track.
Wow.
MJ,
wow.
Kick us off with some chicken stuff.
Okay, I will tell you some chicken facts if you want to
know. The idea here behind this podcast is to have chickens or not to have chickens.
And we both happen to have chickens.
We do. But I haven't had them. I've only had them for like 2 years. I had them as a kid, but...
Okay. So 2 years late, obviously, now.
So, well, 3 years. So 3 years ago, we bought a bunch of meat chickens.
Oh.
And then 2 years ago, we bought a bunch of egg layers. So yeah, right now we've got eggs coming out of our ears.
Us too.
Which is great because of the COVID thing. You know, it was hard to get eggs there for a little while.
So exactly.
We just keep our neighbors and eggs and us, and we have eggs all the time. We're good breakfast eaters, even for supper.
Us too. We've been sharing ours with our neighbors. It's fun. It's so fun to see them when they're out free ranging, when the, you know, snow finally melts here and they can just go out and eat bugs. I mean, they're so great for that. And when they're just funny. You know, do you know that chickens remember 100 faces? So your chickens know your face and your family's. Yeah, that's a truism. And they see color.
Wait a minute. How does a chicken know my face? I don't understand. So
it just does. They know 100 faces.
And not 101?
No, just 100.
Huh, that's really interesting.
It is. It's pretty interesting.
I need to think about that for a minute.
And there's more chickens than people.
On the planet?
Yes.
You know, I think I can believe that, too.
I believe that,
for
too.
For sure.
Yeah, especially a lot of Hawaii. I mean, they're everywhere.
Well, and then it makes sense because if everybody ate an egg a day...
Oh, good point.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There would have to be more chickens.
That's true.
I mean, because obviously everybody eats an egg a day.
Right.
Right? It's good for health. It's good for protein. It's good for autoimmune disorders. It's good for COVID-19 prevention.
It's good for chocolate cake.
It's good for chocolate cake.
And brownies.
And brownies.
Yes.
And birthday cake, not just chocolate cake.
That's right. That's right.
I think that everybody should support the egg industry and go out and eat cake tonight.
Good point.
I'm going to do that.
Do you have the kinds of chickens that lay different colors?
I do.
We
yes.
do too.
I love it.
Do you know why they live different colors? So they have lobes on their earlobes.
And okay, if wait a minute.
They do.
Wait.
Chickens
do not have earlobes.
Yes, they do. They have earlobes.
Oh, that freaks me out.
And if you look, if it's brown, they're going to have a brown egg. And if it's white, you're going to have a white egg.
Of all the creepy things that's just gone in through my head, a chicken with an earlobe
yeah.
is too much for me.
Have you seen my turkey?
No, I haven't. I've heard about turkeys.
So turkeys are half chicken, half turkey. And she's not very cute.
I can't imagine.
No, she's just not. But she's very friendly. It just follows me around the yard. She's just hysterical. But she lays really big eggs. And the older a chicken gets before they stop laying, the bigger their eggs get. Of course, that makes sense.
Okay, so I've got a you just brought up a kind of a tender subject. I wouldn't say tender, but maybe a subject that, okay, I'm just going to come out and say it. So when we talk about the things that come out of the south end of a northbound chicken.
Yeah.
Okay. So we call them eggs in the grocery store, right? Mm-hmm. I have grown up referring to them as butt bubbles.
Butt bubbles?
Butt bubbles.
I love it.
Okay. So a butt bubble of different colors is determined upon the earlobe of its parent.
Yeah.
The color of the earlobe of its parent. Would you please show me the earlobe of a chicken?
Sure.
I would like to see. Do turkeys have earlobes?
Sure.
Can you pierce an earlobe of a chicken? I'm just saying, is it possible for a chicken to have a earlobe piercing?
An earlobe piercing. I don't know that answer.
I can just see, you know, how they kind of strut.
Right,
you know,
right.
Doing their MC Hammer walk. I could see one with, you know, the big, long, dangly earrings.
That's so funny. I wish you guys could see his head moving and his body, and it's really not coordinated. Oh, my goodness. You are so funny. Oh,
golly. I'm just trying to think about a chicken's earlobe. And the first thing I'm going to do today is I'm going to go home and grab one of those things.
That's right.
And I'm going to check out his earlobe. And the next time, if I don't see an earlobe, the next time we're meeting, I'm calling you out on this.
Okay. Oh. You know, it's a truism. I don't know.
Okay.
So do you give your scratch, like, from your vegetables, like you're peeling?
Yes, I do. Too. Everything.
But guess what else we do?
What?
That's why our eggs are so good. We buy those giant bags of popcorn at the grocery store.
Okay.
And we give them popcorn. Not just their scratch.
Okay. So, like, you're talking about the popcorn that's already popped.
Yeah.
Is it the buttered kind?
Oh, yeah. You bet.
Now I'm getting on board with this. Because if you could, like, buttery your eggs more.
I'm telling you.
Really?
Yeah, and they like salt more than sugary things.
Oh, of course. They're an animal. I'm an animal. I weigh salt way more than sugar.
Yeah, yeah. Although they do like a lot of strawberries. I've noticed when I like throw the strawberry tops out, they'll eat those.
Oh, yeah. Our chickens, any scraps we have off our table, if we don't have pigs, then the chickens get them.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Do you have pigs this year?
Not this year.
Okay.
No, I'm still trying to build our pig pen.
Oh, okay. I bet.
After the move.
Yeah.
And pig pens are one of those things you just can't slap them together.
Mm-mm.
You got to take your time on a pig pen.
Right.
That could be another podcast about how
that
to rope a pig. Loose pigs.
And also, like, have you ever chopped off their head and then let them go?
No.
Because you're not supposed to.
Why?
Because it bruises the meat.
It does?
Yeah.
It bruises it when they run into something?
Right. But they can run, once you've chopped off their head, this is true truism too, I think, that they can run the length of a football field.
No.
We should try that
so
sometime.
My mother tells the story of when she was a kid, and maybe you women out there can relate to this, or men or whatever that grew up, but it was just the way life was. You'd go out and butcher a chicken for supper, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's just not out of the ordinary, but they would go out and my uncle would put a 2x4 across its head and just pull its head off.
Oh my.
Now that's a little gruesome.
Wow.
And I don't know if I would want a chicken in the pot that just had his head pulled off.
Yeah.
But I don't know what's the difference between that and just putting it across a piece of wood and hacking it off, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But so 3 years ago, story time?
Yes.
So 3 years ago, I got this great idea that we were going to be self-sufficient and, you know, we've got this land, we might as well use it. So I went and I bought 76 meat chickens, just little teeny 2-inchers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so for the summer, I had 76 meat chickens out there growing up growing. And I don't know if you've been, believe it or not, there is a difference between a meat chicken and an egg chicken.
Yes, there is.
There is. And these meat chickens, they get so fat, they can't even walk. So like when they were approaching D-Day, they would like, they'd They were so fat, like they'd put all their weight on their left leg, and then they would try to like lean over and drink water as they're laying there. And then they'd lay there for like after a minute or two, they'd have to like shift the weight onto their other leg.
My
and
goodness.
Lay there and eat. I know. And they were just so fat.
Wow.
But,
really?
Yeah. But when D-Day finally came around, mm-hmm. that was an experience.
It is. I've done that.
Yes.
And I was 12 and I still can remember the yes. smell.
Yes. Ugh. There is a unique smell. Mm. So we invited our neighbors over and they were so great to help. And my little girls each had a chore and all their kids had a chore, you know, but my chore was, so we had these cones. You just set them upside down in their cones. And chickens, when you hang them upside down, they just kind of go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
They're just
right.
total docile.
Yeah.
You just kind of go over there and nick their little carotid artery.
Mm.
And before long, they're asleep and it's all over, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But then the fun comes where you dip them in the boiling water and then you put them in the tumbler and
blah, 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 blah. I know. Ugh, the smell.
Yeah, it's the smell.
It is.
And so you're like, oh, great, we just raised all of these birds to eat and now I don't even want to eat them.
Yeah.
Here, neighbors.
Here you go. So did you just like bag them up and freeze them? And
yeah, we did the whole nice. Works. We had the shrink wrap bags, you know.
Nice.
Just like in the, I mean, and we cleaned them off so well. You could not tell that they were a yard butchered bird. You know,
that's
they
awesome.
They were so clean and man, they're tasty. Hmm. I mean, once you get past this thing was running around smiling at my face that it right. recognized the other day.
Yeah. See, that's why I can't do it. I can't kill them.
Really?
No.
Because they know who you are?
Or? Yes. Yes. And because so, I have a few that don't lay. There's two in the out of the nine that don't lay. And I can't.
Well, why are they around your farm if you're just feeding them for no reason?
Yeah. They're cute. They eat bugs.
Okay. Okay. All right. Cute chickens that eat bugs.
That's right. I wonder if people have pet chickens or just what kind of pets in general.
That's really interesting. Are we done with the butt bubble thing? Because I felt like there was kind of a lot of conversation that could take place with
butts,
butt bubbles. You know,
I think could we should
you
move
imagine?
On.
So no, I just want to in everybody's mind now. I want you to close your eyes.
Oh boy!
And let's go back thousands of years. And you're sitting there on a rock by your fire, and you're hungry. And you see this bird walking around and you're thinking, boy, he looks good. All of a sudden, he kind of squats down, crunches his beak a little bit, his eyes pop up, and this thing falls out of his butt.
First of all, it's not a he, it's a she. Because a guy would die.
Of course, it's a she, of course, right? We know
that's
that
right.
Now.
She survived it.
And you see this chicken poop this big white bubble out of its butt, right?
Crazy.
And so does this guy, maybe it was a girl, I'll bet you it was a woman, the first one.
Probably.
And thought, I wonder if that poop tastes good.
Ew.
I just wonder if I took that and added a little butter and milk and bacon grease and fried it up with salt and pepper, if I could eat that.
Yeah, it does make you wonder, though.
I mean, I have spent hours on the tractor thinking about this phenomenon. Mm. What on earth happened
mm-hmm.
to figure out that you could eat that?
Mm-hmm. And then fry it up and boil it.
Is there another animal on earth that poops something out that we eat?
Well,
I mean, I'm not talking about baby calves and stuff, you know. I mean,
right.
I'm just, what else?
Well, I'm sure you could eat other bird eggs. Why not?
Yeah, but I'm not talking about eggs. I'm talking about, is there any other phenomenon on Earth where you'd sit and watch something poop something out and you'd want to eat it?
I'll have to sleep on that.
I mean, like, I watch cows poop all the time, and there has never been a moment in my life where I thought, wow, I want to go put that on my salad.
Right, you yummy. Know?
Or I wonder if I added a little milk and butter to that and fried it up. If
yeah,
I'm just saying that's how weird my mind gets sometimes mm-hmm. when I sit and think about the chicken and the egg.
Ostriches, you can't eat their egg.
Oh,
they're mean too.
I can't. I could not eat ostrich egg. Okay,
really?
No.
They're giants. You know,
I can't do it. I just. Because when I eat, even when I eat my chicken eggs,
uh-huh.
I think about I'm eating a baby chicken that I just put in a bowl and
whisked
up into bubbles and salt and pepper.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
I have to get past that before I can get the eggs to go down. So here's one thing that is an absolute no-go for Travis.
Okay.
And maybe you're the opposite, but I need to bring some people in from the Valley that do this on a regular basis.
Yes.
And we need to dissect their brain to figure out why they do this. But duck eggs.
Oh, yeah. Can
they
do that?
They eat duck eggs, mm-mm, people.
Yeah.
Are you hearing what I'm saying? Like... they're like, oh, it's a duck egg, and they were green, and they're bigger, and they're kind of like more oblong, so they're like longer than a chicken egg.
Wow.
And they're like, oh, when they told me, I'm like, no, you don't eat a duck egg. And they're like, well, what's the difference? It came out of a duck. That's the difference.
Yeah,
it's like, you wouldn't eat a hummingbird egg, you know, so why are you eating
I might, I mean, they're tiny.
You know, anyway, I'm just saying that there's people out there that are probably saying, oh, Travis, if you only had it cooked the way I cooked,
oh, geez,
you know, the old fish argument.
I would try it. I would try a duck egg.
You know,
I'm more adventuresome than you.
I would try it if it was in a chocolate cake.
Okay, we're going to find those people and we're going to invite them.
Yeah, they're going to come on this podcast.
Yeah.
Just wait, everyone. The duck egg eating people are going to come on and they're going to explain to you the reasons behind eating duck eggs.
That's right. You know, my dog does eat, I usually give him an egg, a raw egg, and it helps the shine of his coat.
I've heard that.
You should give your dog.
Raw eggs are good for that. But I've seen like Rocky, you know, Rocky Balboa.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he drank eggs.
Mm-hmm.
He'd like put six in a glass and drink them raw. I don't know if that's good for you. I couldn't do it. It'd come right back up.
There's a salad dressing that you make with eggs and oil and lemon. And I ate that growing up as a kid.
Really?
Yeah.
That explains a lot.
It so does. It so does. No, but you should try that with your dog.
Do you have
one dog or two dogs?
I have two dogs.
What kind?
And I love my dogs. I have, of course, I have had a Blue Heeler since I can remember.
Really?
My favorite breed of dog is my Blue Heeler. And then a couple years ago, I've always wanted to have a bird dog. I've always had this itch that I've needed to scratch, and that was to go pheasant hunting, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So a couple years ago, I spent some money and I got a little puppy, a Brittany Spaniel.
Nice.
Oh, and her name's Izzy.
Cute.
And she is so fun. I mean, just full of energy. And last year, I took her to Nebraska hunting pheasants, and it was the time of my life.
Wow.
Honestly, the time of my life.
Probably the time of her life, too.
Oh, she was on fire.
Yeah.
And she was just a year old, you know, but she was being obedient. I didn't have to shock her too bad, you know, because I put one of those shock collars on her.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, honestly, I'll bet you she got up 100 pheasants.
Oh, wow.
I mean, she was doing really good.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, it was a lot of fun. I love my dogs. What about you?
I love dogs. Love dogs. I've had all kind of dogs. Our current dog is a Basset.
What on earth is a Basset?
So it's half Basset, half Lab. So Cole has long Basset ears.
His name is Cole?
Yep. He's pure black. He's beautiful.
Oh, okay.
And he has Basset legs, Basset ears. The rest of him is all Lab. So he has a long body, a Lab face, and there's characteristics of both dogs that I love. I love Labs because they're so great with kids. And then I love Bassets, but then they're really stubborn. And yeah, it's just a fun breed. We've had a lot of Bassets in our time or Weimar Wieners or Dobermans.
Okay.
But I've never had the two breeds you've had. But, you know, I don't care what kind of dog you have. I think people who love dogs, and it's neat during this COVID. I mean, if you can find anything neat about it, but the shelters are all empty and people went and adopted all these dogs.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah. Like all across the nation. And that is nice.
That is cool.
Because they are great companions.
The great thing about a dog is you could be having the worst day.
Yep.
You could think that you are the biggest piece of poop in the world. You know, that you're the biggest jerk to people, blah, blah, blah. And there's always that one person that still loves you no matter what.
That's right. They're very loyal.
Oh.
So loyal and forgiving.
Some breeds.
Some breeds, you are
some
right.
Some breeds completely irk me to death.
Like what kind?
I'm not a little snappy barky dog person.
Yeah.
I like Chihuahuas belong in not my house. They drive me insane. And I get it. I get the companion.
Right.
I didn't when I was younger growing up. But I get the companionship of a dog now.
Right.
You know,
And
especially as you get older, you know, you just want that little, they're so friendly and loving and they trust you and they need you. And I think people really cleave to that.
I do too. And I think they protect people. And, you know, that's why they're barking. Plus, they just like to bark.
Yeah, for heaven's sakes. You know, like everybody's had the experience where they get out of their car at the grocery store and the car next to you has got like 9 dogs in it and they're all little yippy.
Yeah.
I just want to strangle them all.
Oh, my.
And I know that that's horrible, but it just drives me nuts. If my dog, if I took my dog to the grocery store and it started barking at someone, we're going to go out behind the shed and we're going to talk about it. I have to have a dog that listens to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I have to, or it just, I can't. Yeah. I can't deal with a disobedient dog.
Yeah. I just, they just love you so much. You know, it's just, I don't know.
And I think they want to please you so much.
They do. Right now, my dog pleases me by killing the dang mice and voles in the yard as the snow has melted and they are everywhere. And Cole doesn't really want to kill or eat. Our old Basset used to find it, play with it, kill it, eat it. This one just finds it, plays with it until it can no longer play.
Yep.
And then he like goes finds another mouse. He doesn't eat it. He just was like, well, why aren't you playing anymore? But he's like throwing him around.
Yeah,
and anyway, that I think that's kind of fun.
It's so fun to watch.
It's so fun.
Could you imagine being the little vole?
No. I mean, well, they sit up and they fight.
I know, and they squeak.
Yeah, and their little teeth are like, yeah.
But like if you had something that was like 100 times your size flipping me in the air.
Right. You like, would do whatever.
It's like me and the great white, you know? I mean, you're having a great white just throwing you in the air.
Travis, come on down. Yeah. What about cats? You know, you find people that like hate cats. And I'm like, I like them too. But
No, I'm one of those.
Oh, you hate cats?
I don't like cats.
Really? But you have some.
I have
a cat
daughter.
Oh, a daughter.
I have a daughter.
Okay.
That loves her cat.
Okay.
And so all right, back up. I don't loathe cats like I used to.
Okay.
I do feel like there is this niche in the world that cats belong in. And that niche is, I don't want to see you. I don't want to know you're there. I want you to kill all of my mice. And I'm happy to put a dish of food out for you.
Yeah.
That's my niche.
Right.
I think cats.
Yeah.
But anyone that has a cat, cats are not obedient. Cats do whatever that cat wants to do. So if you say, hey, Kipper, come here. What do? They turn their tail, they put their butt in the air, and they walk away from you.
But you have to admit they're low maintenance compared to a dog.
Oh, well, that's what I'm saying.
You don't take a cat for a walk.
Oh, yeah. No, they're very independent.
Yeah.
They, you know, I guess we could argue, are they there to please you like a dog? I say, no way. A cat pleases itself. Whereas a dog wants to say, what can I do for you today? You know, let's go play ball. Where a cat's like, hey, human.
Yeah.
Where's my food?
Yeah.
Where's my food, human?
Right.
Okay. I'm going to poop right here and you're not going to do anything about it.
Yeah.
Of course, the good thing about a cat, though, is really they cover it.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas a dog would just flat out poop in your yard.
Yeah.
So I do like that, but my love for my daughter overrides my dislike for cats.
That's great. Yeah, we have a cat. His name's Mr. Wilson. Mm. Lives in the garage, and then he goes to the dog door, and he comes in sometimes in the house, but he goes back outside to do whatever he does, and he gets along with the dog. He kills mice, and we've had him for, I think, 15 years. He's really great. He's a great cat. You know, he's just, I don't know. He is kind of annoying when he wants to come in and it's minus 25 outside. We're like, sorry, you've got a heated blanket. Sorry, just be a cat. Yeah, but I don't know. I know a lot of people love cats and I think that's great. You know, just some kind of companionship, a bird, a parakeet, whatever you have.
Oh, yeah. You got to have a pet. I mean,
you do.
I feel like I especially feel strongly about kids having animals.
I do too.
To grow up with.
And the responsibility
that comes. I mean, everybody needs to learn at a young age that, hey, there are consequences that comes if you don't feed Rufus.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
Rufus dies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and whose fault is that? That the only person that's at fault is you.
Yeah,
you got to. Those are lessons that you got to learn early.
That is true.
So the reason one, no, there are many reasons why I dislike cats, but they don't like me either.
Yeah.
No, nope, they don't like me.
I think it's like horses; they can sense, you know, so if you're scared, and then cats are like, "Whoa, you're mean."
Yep.
Yeah.
Misty's list. Okay, I'm gonna go out there and just
BB gun.
Misty's list. No, so there was an ad on Misty's list that said free mouse getters or something, mouse killers or something.
Oh.
And we had just moved here and we were looking for some cats because there was a bunch of mice around the place. So.
Uh-huh.
I went over I talked to this gal and she's like, yeah, they're, come on over, you know, they're just barn cats, you know, mm-hmm. but they're great mousers and blah, blah, blah. So I went over there and she's like, yeah, if you'll just have to catch them, you know, they're out there in the shed. So I went out there and they're just little teeny things,
uh-huh.
but like bobcat wild.
Yeah.
I mean, freaking wild.
Wow.
Like rip your face off of your body.
Yeah.
So I went in there and I thought, well, I'll just grab two of them. And they were little things, you mm-hmm. know. So anyway, I had gloves on and I grabbed two. I put them in a box and I thanked her and I brought her home to my girls. And my girls were so excited. So first thing I do, I just reached in there and I grabbed this little blonde one.
Oh, no.
That sucker bit me like you wouldn't believe.
Oh, wow.
Bit me and clawed me and I let it go and it ran off and I never saw him again. Thank heavens, because I was going to hunt it down. But anyway, the other one was just as crazy. So long story short, about 6 o'clock that night, I looked at my finger and it's like three times the size of it normally was. This is like 2 hours after I got bit and there's pus oozing out of the bite.
Oh, no.
I had that crazy bacteria that cats give you.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So I had to go down to the doctor here and they had to fix me up.
Oh, man. So I have a story.
Like, I want to hear it.
It's kind of about a dog and a cat. So I used to go visit this lady and with a friend and She's a little different, but we really liked her. And we were told that we needed to take some food into her because she'd had a traumatic event. And we're like, okay. So we go to her house and we bring the food. And she tells us what had happened. And she had, during the night before, her kids had thrown up. So she went down and threw the sheets in the bed. She came back up. Another kid had thrown up, went back down, threw the sheets in the bed.
Oh.
And got up in the morning to put the sheets into the dryer. She opens the washer and she hears, ah, ah. And the cat had apparently gone in the sheets.
No.
Yes.
No.
And she had, can you just imagine if you're the cat? I mean, first you have the water. Then you have the rinse cycle. Then you have the whoop, 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 whoop. Anyway, this cat was scarred and it needed to be put down because it couldn't walk. It had some mental problems. And so she, you know, told the kids to say their goodbyes. And so she called the vet and said, I'm bringing the cat in. So she goes to go outside. The kids are just crying and they love this cat and been the family pet for a long time. And as she goes to shut the car door, the dog, her dog that she loves so much, went to jump in the car and she didn't know.
Oh, no.
And she killed it. She shut the door on the dog's head. It was so hard to keep a straight face. And she's telling me the story because you're just, you're feeling really bad for her, but you are like, no. Yeah, that was her. That's why we brought her dinner, because she was having a bad day.
That's a bad day to be
a
pet.
It's a bad day.
In that house.
Yeah.
Yeah,
really bad. And
did the cat smell okay?
I'm pretty
sure.
Was
it static clean, you know?
I don't know. She said it like the meow. It didn't even go meow. It was just an ow. And then just a whoop, whoop, whoop. I don't know. I just can imagine the whole thing. It is a classic.
I love to hear that. I mean, I feel bad for the cat.
Yes. No, you don't. You fibber.
It's one of those things where as a kid, you know, you've always wanted to experiment and see if a cat would be okay
terrible.
In a dryer. It is horrible.
Oh, my gosh.
I was a normal kid, you know.
Yeah.
I never tortured any animals, you know, but you always wonder, I wonder what a cat would look like coming out of a dryer. I mean, would it all be all poofed up and smell wintery fresh, summery fresh?
No. Oh, God.
Anyway, we're enough off topic.
We are so off topic.
Well, we appreciate everybody listening again this week, and we hope everyone is staying healthy and well and enjoying their life. And hopefully, we'll bring you something more entertaining and pleasant than butt bubbles in our next episode. So
have a great day, guys.
Take care.
Thanks for joining us for the Why Your Story podcast with Travis Osmond and Mary Jo Parker on SVI Media. To suggest topics or reach out to Travis and Mary Jo, email WYS@SVINews.com. That's WYS@SVINews.com. And be sure to follow Why Your Story on Facebook. Stay tuned for the next Why Your Story podcast on Podbean, SVINews.com, and the SVI News app.